Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerd Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Rich Dotson. He's Matt O'Hara.
Hey, hey.
He's Garrett Price.
Hey, how's it going?
He's Jared Wackerly.
I'm here.
We're talking Dynasty Fantasy Football. So this is our last show before we get into our rookie breakdowns.
Can't wait. Which and dreading it all at the same
time.
Runs
about 2 months for us, right around there approximately.
I can't wait to start it, so that way I can't...
wait to be done?
Yeah, because I can't really wait to be done.
How good does it feel when we talk about our very last tight end?
Oh, it's awesome, because then you know we're going to the cabin. We're going to actually see...
Where everybody,
all the speculation's over.
NFL draft right around the corner.
You have your confirmation bias, or you say that draft capital doesn't matter. Like, it's great.
you feel good. You feel good about the rookie class, like you're feeling about overall. You get excited for the NFL draft to see where they go. And then after that, like, it's summertime.
And the living's easy.
Summertime.
Yeah. So we decided before we get into
the serious
nonstop seriousness where... Even I have to be a little bit more serious.
You are a little more subdued during prospect talk.
Unless we're talking about like gluteus minimus.
That's true.
There's always a play.
This like a Canadian guy season.
This is a guy season.
Canadian.
I'm deliberately got to make sure I say this is a guy.
You don't have to deliberately say it.
It'll happen. Don't worry.
This is a guy that is so small, I would not trust him running through a garbage, not garbage, oh, paper bag.
There you go.
To get through the end zone. That was my Chase Brown take. So today we're playing a game.
We're playing a couple games.
Yeah, so summertime's full of some games and stuff like that, and ADP and trades and stuff, but we're going to do a little game here before we get into seriousness.
That's right. So two games today. We will be busting out the Isaiah Likely-O-Meter.
Oh, we are?
We are. That's the second game.
Okay. Second game.
That's the second game. But the first game.
You thought we were just playing one. I had no idea. I have no idea what we're doing.
You don't need
I tried to explain this to Rich, and he was so enthused about it. He could barely contain his excitement.
New game, let me say that.
Usually it's me who hates games.
That's true.
I love the Likely-O-Meter. All right. And pick your poison.
Because I'm so bad at games.
Well, we'll see how you're doing this. Yes. Maybe you'll be good at this one.
We'll see.
All right, so
that was this the highest one, pitch we'll note see. I've ever hit on this show.
You're usually we'll the see. deep baritone.
I know. I'm just showing my range.
Yeah. Come on, get it going, Mickey. Hey, Dynasty Nerds, it's time to take your Dynasty game to the next level with FFPC's Dynasty Startup Leagues. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, FFPC has a league for you, with entry fees ranging from $100 up to $5,000. Choose from a variety of formats, including Superflex, Best Ball Superflex, Triflex, 1QB, and Standard. With weekly lineups, waivers, trades, head-to-head matchups, and playoffs, FFPC's fully managed leagues provide the ultimate dynasty experience. Most importantly, the leagues are here to stay. FFPC has never had a dynasty league fold. They manage the entire commissioner experience from buy-in management to fulfilling your orphans. FFPC is perfect place to expand your dynasty league portfolio. And here's the best part. As Dynasty Nerds listener, you can get $25 off any entry fee as a new member when you use the promo code NERDS. Head over to myffpc.com now to draft your team, manage your roster, and dominate your league with FFPC. That's myffpc.com. Promo code NERDS for $25 off any entry fee for new members. FFPC, where dynasty dreams become a reality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so here's what we've got here. This is a game pretty similar to one that I've played on Dynasty Game Night, which is a fun Dynasty show. And this is a trade game.
Trade.
So here's what's going to happen. I am going to give you a player. And
thank you, by the way. I need some.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm going to give you a player. And we're going to use the Dynasty Nerds trade calculator. Okay. So I will give you this player and I'll put some parameters around it for each round. And you have to give me a trade that you think will be the closest in value to that player.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
We don't get to see the Dynasty.
You don't get to see the value of the player.
We're just going off of our knowledge.
What you think they're worth.
And what we think.
Yes.
And you're going to plug it into our fancy pants computer thing.
Yeah. So, I need to get off the Dynasty Nerds app.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm please don't at, look at values right now. Stop.
I have it
on. You cheater.
I have it on values.
If Rich wins, it's because he cheated.
I need a list to look at players.
No.
We're going off knowledge.
This is going to be hard.
Prove how smart you are, Rich. Come on, back to back champ.
Am I allowed to use Fantasy Pros just list of players here? Like their stats?
Yeah, fine. You can pull up Fantasy Pros.
All right.
List of players from last year.
I don't think people realize how dumb I am.
I'm not going to comment.
Don't play that character. You're not dumb.
I just want.
That was there for trivia weekend. I was the smartest person in the whole group.
Trivia weekend?
Yeah. New Year's Eve.
Was I there?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, trivia weekend, New Year's Eve.
This year?
Yeah, we played that trivia game.
Matt was not wasted.
Matt was the fantasy expo all over again.
No, I was not.
Where's Matt? The next day.
I say out of all the college degrees that were there, Dynasty Rich was the smartest.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I have such a useful
brain. All right, we give him like...
So I don't like playing games on this show. I like playing trivia even less in like normal life.
Me too.
I'm a good trivia guy. So
when Rich was winning in trivia, I probably had mentally checked out and maybe even left the room.
He was on Twitter.
He could have been drooling. It was a lot of durs. Tell me, I got a lot of useless information.
He won 100 to 0 to 0 to 0. No one else was playing.
Yeah, he was playing my 12-year-old son.
Crushed him.
All right, are we ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
All right. So, first scenario here. Oh, one caveat. You cannot, actually two caveats. You cannot pick the same player twice. So, if, you know, Matt this time says DeVonta Smith, because later I'm going to have to tell you his value on here. So you can't use DeVonta Smith again.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So you can't use the same player or pick twice.
Got it.
All right. Second thing is, now I forget.
Caviar.
What was my second caveat?
You can't, I had another caveat. No. We can't trade within the same
position. Oh, within the same position. Yes, that was the other caveat. Position. Thank you. Yep. So, because you have a pretty decent idea. We just literally talked about ADP.
I'll try to keep track of used players and picks.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I'll give you Breece Hall. I'll give you Bijan.
So, really close in ADP.
So.
All right. This one has to be a one for one.
Okay.
Okay? One for one.
Okay.
This one shouldn't be too hard. I'm starting off pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay? One for one, closest you can get. Closest wins a point. All right? So you can write it down. You can say it out loud. I don't care how you guys do it.
We don't have a buzzer, right?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just hovering over the table.
He's playing Family Feud.
I'm trying to play Family Feud. It's my dream game show I want to go on.
Oh, that would be a fantastic game.
Another game I crush totally on.
Yeah, it's a great totally game.
All right. Anthony Richardson.
Are we talking
a one for one trade?
In Superflex Tight End Premium?
Superflex Tight End Premium.
Okay.
There should be a buzzer for this. Buzz first.
Bzz.
All right, Rich, go.
AJ Brown.
Okay, AJ Brown.
I'm going to say...
Bzz.
CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, AJ Brown.
We just did the ADP show.
I know. This definitely gave them a huge leg up in this.
It really does, actually.
Yeah, it really helps a lot.
And I think I'm closer.
And I picked somebody towards the top to try to make it a little bit easier to start. So...
I'm going to win this one, Rich.
The value.
The rest are
now you're about to lose because you just gave CeeDee Lamb for Anthony Richardson.
All right. So Anthony Richardson's value is 7,736.
7,736.
AJ Brown.
You go over, you lose.
No, that's BS.
No, you can go over.
No, that's the Price is Right, bitch.
AJ Brown, 6,719.
Almost,
so approximately 1,000
off. Almost 1,000 off.
No, I won because I'm getting better. I'm getting more points.
No, you got to get the closest. You got to get the closest.
Oh.
You got to get the closest value. Okay. Oh.
Curtis Samuel. I win. I got so much value.
I'll give you Curtis Samuel.
CeeDee Lamb, 8,000.
Matt won.
498.
Yeah. Matt won. Round one.
Round one.
All right. So we got kind of the idea now?
Yes.
Got it kind of figured out?
That was a warm-up round.
Yeah, that totally, didn't count.
I was totally right about this game.
I'll keep score, too.
You'll keep score?
Hey, where's my ball?
I'll keep score.
Where's my ball? I'm ready to go home.
I'll take my ball. I'm going to go home.
And leave.
All right. Here we go. All right. Next one here. The player.
Yes.
It's Kyle Pitts.
And this is another one for one, or we can build our
this own package. One is a two for one. Two for one. So you got to give two assets for Kyle Pitts.
I got to give two crappy assets.
Can it be a crappy one and a good one? It can be whatever we want, right?
It can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just think of what you would trade for Kyle Pitts. Where's the buzzer? Who's first?
I have to give two, you said? Okay.
Two, Rich.
Got
two.
It.
Two.
All right.
Two. I am gonna... Let me hold on. Bzz. I'm ready.
All right. Because speed is an important part of this.
So. It is.
It is
did
important.
Did you ever watch a game show?
I mean, obviously.
Lackadaisical people do not win.
Okay.
Oh, who was I going to say now? Oh. Romeo Dubs. And DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
Okay.
And you give me Kyle Pitts right now. Is this tight end premium?
This is tight end premium.
Yes.
Has right? to be. Otherwise, okay. I need to lower my trade value. I'll give you 36 sandwiches. Do we have that in trade calculator? We should add
36 sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Can we talk to our developer? Can we? Somebody remind me, please.
A bag of Doritos.
Can we add a sandwich in the trade calculator? Please, for the love of God. We've been using that for 10 years.
A turd sandwich?
That would be funny.
Ooh, a delicious sandwich and a turd sandwich.
Two sandwiches coming right up. All right, so who did you say?
Romeo Dubs.
Okay.
And DeAndre Swift.
All right. And I'm going to go.
Whoa, you going to buzz in or what? Rules of the game. Every buzzer's got to be different.
Can't use the same buzzer.
Once you buzz it, it does not rebuzz.
You can't rebuzz.
All right.
What's yours, Matt?
Double buzz, a triple buzz.
All right.
Some people got a lot of buzzing.
There is a lot of buzz. I'm going to go Christian Kirk.
I'm like, see McCaffrey. I was like, Rich wins.
I'm not an idiot. Can I do draft picks also? I can't remember.
But right now we only have early, mid, late in here, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very temporary thing.
Yes.
All right. Christian Kirk then. And I can't do any tight ends, right? So I got to change up who I was going to pick.
Oh, my God. Just throw Watson in for negative value for Matt.
Christian Kirk and Tajay Spears.
Okay. I have a feeling I know who won this one.
I know. I just picked a name here. I just found one.
All right.
Rich is going to be closer.
All right. Rich's value
was
2,563 compared to Kyle Pitts, 2,883.
Oh, God.
Wow. I'm winning both showcases.
Pretty close. Pretty. He just prices right at us. All right. Now let me add up the Tajay Spears.
Wait, what was my total?
2,563.
You're like $300.
Matt's going to be at 3,900.
I'm going to be too high.
You're pretty close.
Can I change it to Zamir White?
Nope.
Too late. Too late. All right. So Tajay Spears alone is worth 2,446.
That's what I meant. Just him.
Just Spears.
And the sandwich. See, the sandwich in there would have been good.
Dang it.
Because the sandwich is worth nothing.
Plus Christian Kirk at 1,297. Equals 3,743. Rich wins.
See, come trade with me. I overpay.
The scoreboard
now
is tied.
In both showcases, I get your shoes because I got yours right there.
Hey, Garrett, is round one worth 1 point? Round two is worth 2 points? Or is it 1-1? How are we doing this?
That's a good question. I was only going to do one apiece, but we could increase
in
value.
We'll do some bonus rounds at the end.
Okay.
All
right. Here we go.
Let's do this.
Scoreboard's 1-1.
I'm ready.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. This team your team desperately wants Jahmyr Gibbs.
It's understandable.
But The guy that you're trading with is only willing to give up wide receivers. So you have to give two wide receivers to get the value of Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, two wide receivers.
Wait, he only will take wide receivers? He'll
only
you mean?
Take in
he
return.
Needs wide receivers desperately. That's what he wants from you.
Right. Beep, beep. Ooh, quick.
Oh, that was real fast.
Quick buzzer.
I will give you Nico Collins and Jordan Addison.
Nico okay. Collins.
Dude, I'm just a... I'm
and Jordan Addison. Okay.
Just a wealth.
Trade man rich.
That brain right. of yours.
So you said, let me make sure I got it in here right. Nico and Addison, you said?
Matt is studying yeah. the room right now. As if the ADP is written on the wall behind Garrett.
I should get bonus points. You should get a bonus point for clicking in less than 3 seconds with a bonus, with such an accurate trade.
I'm going to.
Mr. Lackadaisical guy.
I'm waiting. Really I can't talk over
he's
you.
He's marinated in these
I have the two guys I want.
The people don't even know how long it's taking. It's getting cut out.
Once you buzz in, we'll hear. That's a weird chicken.
What was that?
I'm going to go Michael Pittman and Deebo.
Okay, Michael Pittman Jr. and Deebo.
Yeah.
This will be close.
Overpay.
Could be. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is up there pretty high as far as our values.
He was like 20th, I think.
Oh, was Pittman. He that low? I
thought he was higher than that.
Deebo. Ah, dang it.
Start off hot.
Yeah.
It's gonna be close.
Hey, you shut your cheating host mouth over there.
All right.
Hey guys, let me tell you about our friends at Sleeper. Guess what? Our app is the mini is live Woo. On Sleeper right now. The Dynasty so GM, pretty. You use the analyzer, that you can use nice. the trade calculator. And my favorite thing is the inbox, right? Where all your trades from all your Sleeper leagues are right there. You can actually push trades through the actual Sleeper app. And right now, we couldn't be more excited to be partners with them. And right now, if you don't know, they are doing DFS. And I know how many people that play Dynasty play DFS as well. And right now, there's not a better place to play DFS than Sleeper. They're offering up to 100 times your entry, the highest payout in the whole DFS market right now. You can track your fantasy players and your Sleeper picks in real time. All you got to do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in-game, or even across different sports. Pick more or less than predicted stats, and only on Sleeper you can get up to 100 times your payout. You can share with your friends and get rewarded together. Make sure you use that promo code NERD so our friends know that friends sent them their way. And get your deposit match and Friendly. Have a good time. You have all your DFS, all of your fantasy leagues, and now even a Dynasty GM in one spot. It's fully operational inside Sleeper right now. And then when you're a Nerd Herd member, you get that full access to that. And remember, you also want to download the Dynasty Nerds app because they're both in there. Check it out. Check out our friend Sleeper. Check out the DFS. Use that promo code NERDS.
Get your whole estate
set. Ooh, this is close.
Yeah.
This is close.
What are the results, Garrett?
All right. The results are in. The total value of Jahmyr Gibbs is $6,563.
Okay.
The value of the offer that Rich gave is, remember, $6,553.
We got it.
63. I gave Nico Collins and Jordan Addison.
And it's a total value of $6,599.
Wow. Look at me. Drew Carey, Bob Barker.
Uh-oh.
However...
I was 70 points off.
You were like 30 points off.
Yeah, you were like 30 points off.
Dude. 36 points off.
Dude, I'm a professional. Call me
however,
Dynasty. Call me however, Dynasty
there's a Matthew O'Hara, $6,664. Very good offer.
God, you just made that sound like hair. He's going
to
win.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Haven't you ever watched game shows?
Yeah,
they
good.
Call me Dynasty Rich. Yeah.
Dude,
those were both very close.
I have a Samsung TV. Does anyone else have a Samsung TV?
What do I have?
And it comes with its own, well, whatever it is. It comes with its own television thing if you have like, a smart TV.
Its own channel.
It has its all its own channels that come on for free. I have mine set on The Price is Right, Bob Barker. So every time I turn on my TV, The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Because I have two Samsungs.
Yeah. So Samsung TV will come on with whatever their channels are, and it comes on to the same channel every single time, and then you switch on to whatever app you're doing, you know, on the smart TV.
It's always The Price is Right.
Always The Price is Right. That's, Bob Barker, in the 70s heyday. It's fantastic.
That's low-key, an awesome move.
It's a nice hack.
That's a really good move. I got to do that to mine. I don't even know.
Fantastic.
I know you can do that, because sometimes I show it on and tell mine's, always old movies. And sometimes
it's because you picked a crappy channel that it's always going to start on the same channel that you turned it off on.
I never watch it, so I know whatever channel's on. I am.
Find something good. Find The Price is Right. It's on there. It's got its own little channel.
I was just trying to think how many TVs I have in my house. I have three in my basement.
Scoreboard is Rich 2, Matt 1.
All right.
That was really good.
That was pretty close.
I mean, good job out of you. Not as good as me, obviously. Right.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, I almost like...
Right.
Wow. Next, Garrett.
All right. Whoa. Next one here.
I mean, chances are your trade would be rejected while my trade would be accepted, but we're not keeping score like that, so that's fine.
Supermarket
sweep. I'll give you Christian McCaffrey and Patrick Mahomes. That will always get accepted. All right, here we go. This scenario here, you desperately need a QB2. So you are trying to acquire
Mr. Kirk Browns.
Cousins.
Oh.
Kirk Cousins. However,
yes,
the person you're dealing with would like to get a tight end in return for Kirk Cousins.
Is this Superflex?
How many players?
It's Superflex.
You can do as many players as you want, but there at least has to be a tight end you give.
Are all these just Superflex tight end premium to simplify? Okay.
Yep.
So we don't have to keep asking. Perfect.
All right. So you can do one, you can do two, you can do three, but there at least has to be a tight end in the deal.
Okay.
I will give you.
Oh, you got to buzz in, buddy.
Chirp, chirp. Sorry, turkey. They're in the back. I will give you David Njoku and Dallas Goedert.
Two tight ends. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he wants two tight ends. I'm going to make him. I'm going to really shove it down.
Yeah, fill that end up.
DP. I'm abundant. I'm abundant at tight end. Hence the DP. Rejected. Too tight around these parts.
Can I just go Kyle Pitts, or did we already use him?
We already used Kyle Pitts.
He's already done. Okay. I don't remember his value.
I think that was the only one you got, wasn't it?
I don't know, man.
It wasn't. That was the one you tried to give Spears for.
Okay. The that was almost identical. I blacked out during that.
I'm just trying to think about my next time in buzzer.
This is just...
This is a childish show.
Is that Benji?
What are we doing,
Benji?
The show's going exactly the way I thought it would.
Amazing.
All right, Trey McBride in a second. Come on, let's get this over with.
Trey McBride and what?
In an early second.
Okay.
He's in a pick.
McBride and a second.
You like it now, don't you? You know what? We should probably just talk and just fill. We should just fill the air.
We should just do a show high on cocaine one day.
All right. I do not need to do the math on this one.
Oh my God. My offer was that good.
Your offer was way too good, Matt. Your offer was way too good.
Yes. Knew it was right out the gate.
Start doing trades with Matt.
I'll take Trey McBride over to Kirk Cousins by himself.
Kirk Cousins value, $2,124.
It's $2,124.
What's Trey's value?
Trey McBride is $4,950.
Dude, all right. So I'm not really this bad at trading.
I know, he usually has more time to sit and analyze the numbers.
But I said that, Matt. Matt looked at me. It's like, hey.
How much? Let me ask you this. How much was Kyle Pitts value?
Kyle Pitts would have been pretty darn close if I remember right. He was like 2,600 or something. Right. Cool. So that would have been closer. Much closer.
Right. Rich, 3-1.
Well, what about my value? How close was that?
You were at, I didn't even bother adding it up, but I'll add it up for you.
What kind of game show is this?
David Njoku is worth $1,934. So that would have been actually good by itself almost.
Almost. But I'm 700 points off.
You're 200 points.
Off. Yeah. Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
200 points off.
Math isn't my strong suit.
And then you added Dallas Goedert, who's worth 978.
So now look who's way overvalued. You.
Still closer. All right, last one here. And
I
then
said
we will...
I get a second back, right?
Hallelujah.
A late second back.
You last oh, wait, one? You added the second on the Kirk Cousins?
No, but I'm trying right now. It's like...
I was like, wait, I don't think that's how this game works.
I almost got Garrett. You.
It's currently 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Should we make this one worth two? And then if we need to do a tiebreaker, we'll do a tiebreaker.
I like that.
I just dominated the whole game.
It's the bonus round.
I'm within 30 points of the players.
Jordan wouldn't complain.
You get a lifeline, Matt.
I have no worries here. That's terrible, this game.
He said I have zero worries.
Yeah. I'm much better at the likely-o-meter.
Much better at the likely-o-meter. And you know the rules of the likely-o-meter.
I
should
have got bonus points for how quick I chimed in every time. I made
basically all the rules for it. So, yeah, I know.
That's basically true. You kind of just adjusted it as we
I made them up
as we played. All right. Last one here. DeAndre Swift. Mm. And I will leave it wide open. You can use any combination of players other than using the same position.
It all goes silent.
Y'all know.
Oh, man. That was the worst one.
I need a running back bad, son. I will give you Rasheed Rice.
That was actually a player I was just looking at.
I was like, oh, should I give him DK Metcalf? I was like, that's probably overpay.
Yeah, I was looking at Rasheed Rice. That's
Rich is quietly cheating over there. He's got the ADP pulled up.
I got fantasy pros just like him.
I'm just kidding. That'd be funny.
That would be funny. Well.
Buzz in, please.
Who am I trying to find this trade for?
DeAndre Swift.
All right.
DeAndre Swift.
No, he's trading for.
This is not my strong suit, man.
I have a very strong feeling we're never going to play this game ever again.
Wow. Trivia.
I don't like this stuff, man.
Part of your job is to find, but make better games going forward.
We should do some Family Feud version.
I like a Family Feud version.
Use the Discord as like a...
Answers.
The top five answers on the board from discard. Who is the least? Oh, dude.
Yeah, we're
Dynasty
on
Dynasty Family Feud.
What?
Can't talk to him.
Why?
Who am I? Like, who am I trying
to
trade?
It's a variation of this.
I forget
that he hates.
Oh, all right. Swift. That the person I was looking at is not going to work.
Dude, Dynasty Family Feud sounds great.
I agree.
And we should play versus Stephon Diggs. Podcast.
Let's see Stephon Diggs.
Oh, wait. So what's the trade? Stephon Diggs straight up for Swift.
All right. So DeAndre Swift's value is 1,980.
1,980.
Rasheed Rice worth 3,000.
Yeah.
22.
Oh, God. Get out the calculators.
I wouldn't have celebrated so soon, Rich, because Stephon Diggs' value is 2,504. Matt wins that round.
Oh, we're tied up.
Score tied.
Why don't you use trade calculators?
You would rather have Diggs over Rice?
No.
Okay, so it was correct.
All right, then. Garrett, make this one a little complicated for the tiebreaker.
All right, the tiebreaker, it's got to be...
Requirements.
It's got to be a tricky one. So
at least three assets.
This is the first one where it is not a single asset you are trying to trade for.
Unbelievable.
You're trying to trade for two assets.
All right, double it up.
All right.
This is where I'm going to shine.
You're going all in. You are trying to win that ship.
How many assets do they have to give up?
What's that?
How many assets do they have to give up?
Well, yeah, like Jennifer Lopez.
And does it have to include a draft pick?
Or are we talking
All right. This person wants at least... three players in return.
Selfish.
And they need to be on the younger end. They need to be younger players. Because
Matt's so mad.
This team is going all in. Because you're going all in and they're going into rebuild mode. So you are acquiring Dak Prescott and Davante Adams. You are acquiring Dak Prescott and Davante Adams. Now with this, because there were two players, I will allow you to use any position you want. But it has to be at least three assets.
Can a draft pick be equal to a younger player?
Yes, or a draft pick would be fine.
Dak Prescott.
And Davante Adams.
Davante Adams.
Has to be three young assets.
I got it. I have three young assets.
Young assets. Just making sure you remember, Grandpa.
People, write in and tell Rich how much you love this game. Let everyone know. This is your favorite game that you've ever heard.
Waka, waka, waka.
Okay.
Waka, flaka.
That was your buzzer?
Yes.
Now he just likes making noises.
Fozzie Bear.
Waka, waka, waka. I'm a bear.
All right, hey, what do you got? Three assets
on the younger end.
I know you're looking young.
Yes.
So calm down, Pito.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Bryce Young.
Damn you.
That was...
come on,
you should have rang in first.
Be quick at that buzzer, Curtis Fergus. I'm going to give you Bryce Young.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Zach Charbonnet. Oh, my God. Who was my other guy?
Oh, no.
Zach Charbonnet, Bryce Young.
So a tight end.
And I'm going to give you...
He doesn't know. He really doesn't know.
Yeah, he forgot, Grandpa.
George Pickens.
Mm. All right, Pickens. Slim Pickens.
It wasn't what I was thinking of. I might have lost it on that.
If Matt wins this...
I should let him go first.
I am going to crack up.
All right. I'm going to slowly pull this together because I have to pivot.
You have Jayden? To buzz in first.
Oh. I'm going to go Jayden Reed.
Okay.
Reed. Fudge. All right.
Bryce Young.
No, I can't go Bryce Young. I'm not allowed anymore. You took him. Jayden Reed, a late first.
From this year?
Sure.
Okay.
And Jake Ferguson.
All right. Ferguson.
I'm going to see. Can I try to pick who's going to win this one?
Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
I think Rich is closer on this one.
You think Rich is closer on this one?
I think Matt overpaid.
Well, it's not if you overpaid or not. It's just closest to the exact value.
Oh, yeah.
Price is right.
Okay.
Bitch.
All right.
Results are in.
The results are... Oh, wait. Actually, they're not in. I lied. Forgot to add up the original total.
Math is hard.
Whose number is higher, right. Mine or his?
I'm not telling you yet. I'm not telling you yet. The overall value of Dak Prescott
and
Davante Adams.
Oh, that was the second person? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Was 7,724.
7,724.
Both of you underpaid.
Underpaid.
Yeah.
Both of you underpaid.
That's why I like it.
All right.
7,724.
Rich, his value of Bryce Young, Zach Charbonnet, and George Pickens is 4,600.
Low ball.
And four.
Oh, no.
So I really
think you guys underestimated how high Dak's value is overall.
What was my total?
4,604.
Okay.
So you were 4,000, like 3,000 underneath.
I just need to be higher than 4,604 to win.
Matt's value, 5,302. Both underpaid, but Matt paid it a little bit more. What an epic comeback.
What a winner comeback
for Matt O'Hara.
First of all, I just want to treat this like I'm Donald Trump, and I didn't lose. All my fans out there know that I won this game fair and square.
I mean,
I was cheated.
What we all need to figure out from this is if you want to trade, come to me. If you want to get lowballed and treated like crap, go to Rich. That's
a fair statement, but that's nothing to do with the game. And I just want to say, as whatever my title here is at Dynasty Nerds, we will never play this game again.
Matt won 5-3.
But I promise you,
this is the best
after we're done with the
ever.
Rookies and we get in the summer, we will play Dynasty Fantasy.
Right in right now, tell us how much you loved the Dynasty Trade Show. All right.
On a likely meter of 1 through 10, I give that a 1.
Give it a 9.5.
All right.
Speaking of
the likely-o-meter,
woo.
Let's start it.
Let's do it.
All right. Matt, do you want to remind the folks real quickly of our scoring system?
Well, quarterback questions can have quarter points.
Mm-hmm.
Halfback questions can have half points.
Wide receivers?
Wide receivers wide open, and tight ends, we keep it tight. They're all the way full numbers only.
Exactly.
And now those are the guidelines we have for answering this questions.
All right. Here we go. Starting off with the first question. T. Higgins will be on the Cincinnati Bengals in 2024. What is the likely o-meter that T. Higgins is on the Bengals in 2024?
Listen, I'm going to give that one wide open. I'm going to give that one a 9.28.
Okay. So you feel very confident overall that they're not going to end up trading.
They've already come out and said that they're going to franchise him. Mm-hmm. This isn't basketball. Franchising trades barely ever happen.
It is very rare. Very rare.
I missed the question. What was it?
T. Higgins is a Cincinnati Bengal in 2024.
So I do think he's going to be there in most scenarios. Anyway,
isn't that already a foregone conclusion?
No.
No, they could easily trade him.
Yeah, they could trade him. Yeah. I guess 6'5".
I guess.
6'5".
6'5", yeah. Much lower than
him. Much lower.
I feel like there's still a team that can come in here and offer a trade to entice the Bengals not to have to pay him $21 million.
They're historically, I think, a team that doesn't want to pay big bucks, right?
Yeah. So, but, like, if somebody came in, like, let's say the Panthers come in, like, hey, we'll give you our second round
pick. But if you're basically just a year removed away from being, like, a Super Bowl contender, and I think he's a big part of the offense that made that thing going to go, you're going to let that go right now while you're in this window? I feel like they're going to at least have him for this.
They draft Brian Thomas. They go full LSU.
I mean, they could definitely draft somebody, but are you going to get that kind of – you're not guaranteed to get that kind of production.
They draft Brian Thomas and sign Clyde Edwards-Helaire in free agency.
Wow, they're really going full on LSU.
I'm telling you.
All LSU.
Oh, wow, I never thought about Clyde Edwards-Helaire going back, like going to that team.
Burrow and Chase.
They're going to bring OBJ and Jarvis
Landry. Dude, Jarvis.
Jarvis just fell off.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, in fairness, so did OBJ.
So who won?
This is
Jared Wackerly.
So who's missing the other game show now?
What were your answers? See,
this one stuck with
him. I gave it a 6.5. He gave it a 9.99.
I gave it a 9.28.
I think I'm going to go with Matt here.
You think it's pretty much a done deal?
No, give your own score, nerd.
I'm going to go with Matt because, I mean, they're still competing. I mean, they still think they can win a Super Bowl, and T. Higgins is a really good receiver.
So you're going 9.28 too?
It's wide open. You could pick any number. You don't have to go with my number.
No, I'm siding with Matt.
He's not giving a number. He's picking who won.
You're picking the winners.
Yeah.
There's no winners in the likelihood-o-meter.
Yeah, did you just ask him who won? Wow.
Didn't you just ask him who won?
I was just joking about the dumb last game.
He didn't pick me.
For me, I'll have it somewhere in between. I added about a 7.5. I think, actually, I'll give a 7.54.
Yeah, because you can.
Because I can't, because it's wide open.
Yep.
I think it's very strong likelihood that he does, but there are more teams than you would expect in a NFL landscape where wide receivers are much more prevalent. There's more teams than you would expect that desperately need a number one wide receiver. And I think that there are teams that would put together, especially if Michael Pittman Jr. does end up re-signing with the Colts, if Mike Evans somehow ends up back with, like there are different scenarios where the free agent market could dry up really quick. And these teams could get pretty desperate and try to trade for a wide receiver. So, you know, the Titans, the Giants, there are different teams out there that I could see trying to make a deal for a team.
The only problem I see with that is this is such a good draft for it. And that's how these teams kind of see.
Sure.
They look at the position as a whole, you know, what's available, and it's the free agents and it's this draft, this big draft pool. So I'm not sure anyone's going to fall over themselves for a guy that's been in the NFL for 4 years, if they can just go out and get that guy who's 4 years younger.
And that's true, because the best you're going to get is I guess a second could be the best, but probably a third, because now you give him the draft pick, you're also paying this guy now $23 million contract
and hoping you're going to be able to re-sign him.
Yep.
I mean, it'd be a sign and trade with a deal in place. It wouldn't just be you don't make trades like that and not sign extensions.
All right. Next one here. Najee Harris under Arthur Smith returns to being a running back one.
But he's
four.
Four?
Four. Because running backs, you stay healthy. I think he'll get the carries.
What was the question?
Jesus, are you even here?
Najee Harris under Arthur Smith returns to being a like running back Tuesday. One.
So I'm gonna go 6.5. I think it's more likely than not. But the here's the deal. I just think Arthur Smith is such an unknown, and he doesn't necessarily, in our eyes and much of the fantasy community's eyes, he doesn't necessarily always pick the best player. So
sure.
Who the heck knows who's gonna end up getting the bulk of the carries? It could very well be Jaylen Warren getting the bulk of the carries, and for unknown reasons and behind the scenes crap. So that I'm gonna go 6.5.
You said a 4, Rich.
Yeah.
So you think it's something? I don't know what he's. Yeah,
you think it's very
counting running backs. I think for sure finish ahead of him.
Okay.
And he's already up to 9.
9, I think.
Yeah.
There's 10 right 10. There. Yep.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor. Yeah.
He could get 350 carries, though.
I know, but then also Jaylen Warren come out of nowhere.
I know. That's
Jaylen Warren finished one spot higher than Najee Harris last year in PPR leagues.
I wanted to say a little bit higher, and that's why I went 6.5, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Halfbacks, we can use half points, but I'm going to use a whole point here. I'm going to go 5. I think it's just as likely to happen as not. Arthur Smith's very unpredictable, but we saw that Najee Harris is a very similar in stature and build. Nobody's quite Derrick Henry, but very similar in stature and build to a Derrick Henry.
Yep.
I think that's somebody that he wants to run the ball through. I think he's going to continually use him, work him. My bigger question is how many receptions does he get? Because I think that's the biggest thing holding him back. I don't think it's the rushing attempts. When he had his running back one season where he was the RB3, most of that was predicated on the passing game. He got so many dump offs from Big Ben that year.
No one's going to do that for him.
Nobody's going to do that for him. So I think the bigger question is who's the quarterback going to be? Because I think that could have just as big of a role in this as who the offensive coordinator is.
Yeah, listen, Arthur Smith is such a crapshoot. I mean, that's a guy who consistently picks his butt and smells his fingers. Weirdo.
You don't do that?
No.
What?
Not in front of people.
I just completely lost my train. I had a thought. It's gone.
Why do you think it's that mustache?
Rich, what was yours again?
I don't remember.
4. 4. Matt, what was yours?
6.5.
Guys smelling cookies.
Smelling my butt. I got
interesting.
I got Rich here.
All right, you're going to rue the day, and you pick Rich.
Feel that iron grip handshake like Burt Reynolds and shit.
All right, likely ometer on Will or let. I'm taking throw.
I don't even know the players.
Nick Chubb,
oh,
will have another 1,000 yard rushing season. Likely ometer on Nick Chubb having another 1,000 yard rushing season.
8.5. He'll play the first.
Okay,
four
you
games.
Feel pretty good about it.
In 2025.
You think he plays like the first
2025
quarter of the season?
I 2025. I think he's going to miss some time.
Yeah, 2025.
When was that injury?
Oh,
October?
You said ever.
End of October?
Are you saying ever?
Garrett? Second game of the year? Was that ever?
Will he be a 1,000 yard rusher again?
Oh, ever. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant next year.
Mm-mm. Just ever.
Yeah, it was the second game of the year, but it was brutal.
Of course.
And it took some time for the swelling to go down. And
we were there.
We tailgated that game.
Yes, we did.
So you guys brought the bad luck.
Wow, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Fudge, man, I want to say a 10. I really do.
That's why I went 9.5 because I couldn't go 10. I just believe in him so much, and my heart deserves it.
If anybody can come back from something like that,
it's him. It's him, for sure.
We did it once.
Yeah, it's true.
6.5.
I had another 5 on this. I
50-50.
I love Nick Chubb. I do. I love Nick Chubb. He's probably my favorite player that's currently playing in the NFL. Like, I love Nick Chubb.
Favorite Brown of all time.
But, well, Rich had to one up me. Okay.
Didn't he have another surgery recently, too?
He had to do another surgery after
his initial surgery.
Yeah.
I think 2024 is out. Then at that point, he's 29. 30, and will he get enough carries? I think if a team was willing to give him enough carries, it would happen. Will he be able to be that workhorse running back again? That's the bigger question for me. Not his ability to be able to make it happen, but what kind of workload will he receive in the future?
I believe in the
I'm going to go with Rich.
Yes. I like this game.
Hey, listen, I have no idea. I want him to be back to what he was.
I mean, I want him too, but.
I just don't. Dude, that was a horrible knee injury.
It was brutal. I was there. Next.
But it was better news than what it looked like.
They still had to get two surgeries. So better news. They said, oh, just be one surgery. Ian Rapoport had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Likely ometer that Tank Dell, not Nico Collins, is the leading fantasy receiver for the Texans in 2024.
I'm going to go with Matt on this one.
Like he's the leading fantasy receiver?
That Tank Dell, not Nico Collins.
So this is a multi-layered question because isn't Nico Collins not locked to even be there? Isn't he a free agent?
No, he's there. This is last year of deal.
He'll okay, he's there. Got 1 year. Okay.
Yeah. I guess you could say the field. I guess there could be another option.
Sure.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay. So you're
better than I thought he was going to get.
Yeah, that's higher 50, than I would have thought too.
50-50.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap way out, but 50-50.
Pretty cheap way out, Garrett.
Hey, I come up with questions that I think are compelling, and so they have to be pretty close for me.
We're pretty whelmed.
This is a tough one, man. In the short spurts when he was on his own, he was doing really, really well. Mm-hmm. But when Nico was out there, they were out there together at one point, right?
Yeah. They were out there together quite a bit. Yeah.
It was. I'm trying to remember now. Nico excelled in that situation, correct?
They were both top 15 receivers.
Yeah. So leader out of that.
For 2024, not long term, just 2024.
Yeah.
While you're thinking.
I'm going to go Nico on this one. I think just due to contract year, all that good stuff, he's going to want to ball out. And I just think he's got a little bit more experience. So I'm going to edge it that way.
Because the question was Tank Dell is the leading receiver.
I'm going to edge it that way. So it's going to be probably a 3.71.
Rich on this one.
I have a 2.65.
Okay.
And not because of the talent of Tank Dell, because I do think long-term he is just as likely, maybe even more likely, to be the leading receiver. But coming off that injury, who knows how much time that's going to take to get back and normal and ready. I think Nico Collins does have that nice early start to the season. And at that point, I think it's just going to be hard to catch up.
Tank, it was an ankle for Tank? I can't remember. Or lower, fibula. Lower leg, okay.
Yeah. So.
It's a little tiny bone.
Yeah,
tiny.
He's already on the field doing drills and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But I think Nico is the leader for 2024. All right, next one here. Justin Herbert. 10. Under Jim Harbaugh, 10. Reestablishes himself as a top 3 fantasy quarterback finisher in 2024.
10. 10. Wow.
I'm going to go with Matt on this one.
10.
You both are idiots.
Gotcha. Sucker. No, for real. I think he is going to upset. I think this is going to be a perfect offense. It's going to be, they're going to want to run the ball and they're going to give him some easy looks and he's going to excel. I really do think Jim Harbaugh is very good with maximizing quarterbacks' potential. Yes,
historically.
Yeah. And with a quarterback with as much talent as Justin Herbert, to have a guy like that, I think he's going to take the next step in his career.
Top 3.
Top 3. Okay.
How about Mahomes?
Do you have a number on that?
We went with Matt.
Yeah, which is a 10.
Which is also a 10. It's
10's all around.
Garrett won me.
Ever? Ever?
Garrett, what do you got?
No, this year.
What do you got? 2024. A 5.
Top 3.
Garrett.
What? I picked 5 two times.
I'm going to say
50-50.
I'm going to say 5.
Oh, God. This guy.
Top 3?
Top 3's tough. You guys giving 10s, that's bold, no, in my opinion.
That's confident.
I question all their weapons.
Keenan Allen, Mike Wayne Johnson, Williams? Malik Nabers.
Keenan's getting old.
I had a 4.5 on this.
Malik Nabers?
Okay.
I'm significantly lower than you guys. I have a 4.5 on this.
Brock Bowers? I mean, look at all the people on this team.
To predict anybody.
Gabe Davis?
To predict anybody to be a top 3 at their position is is really high.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, really tough to
do. Brees Hall will be top three running back.
Significant.
I mean, Saquon Barkley
on this team is going to be nuts, man.
But you add in, you guys are talking about his development under Jim Harbaugh, which I think is true. I think he's going to develop into a much better, more consistent quarterback. But I think they run the ball more than they ever have under Justin Herbert. So I think the lack of volume compared to what he was getting, I think will hurt things a little bit too.
You think Isaiah Spiller is going to be out there? Josh Kelly is going to be out there running the ball up?
Listen, I think like Jim Harbaugh would take the ball out of a lesser quarterback's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is going to be balanced, but I think he's going to know how to attack the field and through the air and all that.
Yeah, with Staley, they threw the ball in the league. So I think it'll be tough for him to get the same passing volume.
Staley was an odd defensive coach, wasn't he? In that he didn't favor the run so much. It's just odd.
Yeah, he was an odd duck in several ways. All right, last one here. Last one. Tua enters into the top eight. Well, I shouldn't say enters, remains as a top eight quarterback.
I think he was number nine.
Was he nine? Okay.
I think he was nine.
All right, he jumps one spot. Odds of him being a top eight quarterback.
That's hard, man, because he's got to jump somebody.
And Joe Burrow will be back.
Right. Burrow will be back.
Here's the thing. Here's your problem looking behind him, too. Herbert, which obviously he's a 10.
He's top three quarterback.
Stroud was behind him.
Right.
Fields is behind him. Burrow's behind him. Cousins is behind him. Kyler Murray's behind him.
Anthony Richardson's way behind him.
Joe Flacco's behind him. Anthony Richardson, way behind him. Yeah. Top nine. He has some really good weapons. Each hands will be there.
Yep.
Six.
Don't forget about Flacco.
I didn't. Six.
He literally did say Flacco.
Oh, did he?
He really did. You really don't listen to us, do you?
I know, man. I can't. When I'm looking at something, I can't. My wife hates it. I don't hear anything.
So funny.
Don't forget Flacco.
What was the question again?
So what was your number, Rich? I'm
six.
Sorry. Six. So more likely than not for Rich, huh?
I mean, he's got such good
weapons. He has got weapons, really, man. Good weapons.
And both those running backs are pass catching running backs are able to catch the pass.
I suppose those stone hand pass catching running backs
that can't catch passes.
I'm gonna go a little bit less.
I hate this show. We've been doing this show for 10 years. This is my least favorite show.
Oh,
we've ever
come
done.
On!
4.75 for me. I think it's less than 50. Less than 50-50 that he stays top eight.
I had it a little bit lower too. I had it at a four. I think he stays in the top 10.
Me too.
But I do think a couple guys jump up there. And I think as much as I like Tua, and I have him on several teams, I think he's going to be consistently a good player. But I just don't know.
He doesn't have any rushing upside. Mm-hmm. It's all based off his players making plays, which exactly. They do. Yeah, awesome. Tyreek's getting a little bit older.
Wait, is it top nine or top eight?
Top eight.
Oh, I moved my thing down to five. I thought it was where he was this year.
What was your number, Matt?
4.
4.75 quarters.
And I had a 4.
Oh, you guys.
All right.
I'm going to go with Rich.
What? Dude, wrong answer.
He's trying to cheer him up because Rich.
I know. Rich
is in a. Rich
but
is in
I don't decide,
mood.
Remember?
I feel like my wife, a true winner.
You won, Rich.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's your trophy.
You won the likely-o-meter game. Good job, Rich.
Can we please exit this show and get into the most serious shows we do for 2 months and get into our rookie breakdowns? We'll be back next week.
That's right.
Talking 2024 rookie quarterbacks. Remember, these are not rankings that we do for 2 months. We just break down every single players and we give you our analysis on them. Jared, you had something to chime in on there?
Yeah. Leave us a review if you don't mind. 5-star reviews. We haven't asked in a while. And
I mean, it's pretty really hard to ask me to give you a 5-star review after this show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're going to get so much
maybe
love.
Maybe I should edit
we're
that
gonna
out.
We're going to get so much love from this show.
We'll ask after next week and then a couple weeks at our rookie. Hey, have you really enjoyed this rookie content?
You're going to be overwhelmed
and then,
by the love and support.
Right before the NFL draft, we will kind of we'll do a rookie mock draft then. We'll kind of give you an idea of where we rank these players and how we have a good feel for them.
Yeah.
And then we will obviously break down the draft at the cabin. And then after we break down the draft, we'll also do a mock draft immediately, a rookie mock draft. Right afterwards.
Yeah. So
don't forget to remind him about the rookie mock draft that was right after that.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That's how much I hate the show.
So hold on to the review.
Please.
Save it as a
draft. What episode is this?
Best show of
all time. 519.
So when I'm on my deathbed, my grandkids are like, Grandpa, great-grandpa, great-great-great-grandpa. What show
long?
Was the worst show you ever
Why
did?
Why were you their grandpa, their great-grandpa, and their great-great-great-grandpa?
I said grandpa, then great-grandpa, and then great-great, I want to live longer.
Okay, Elon.
But did you marry your... Never mind.
No, I just kept extending the
let's end this shit.
Don't overthink it, man.
God, my... Adios.
Adios.
Dude, nobody... Adios.
I end the show.
That's why I said Matt.
Adios.